Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. I have a question for you. What to you is the difference between whining and really asking for help? Well, for me, it's about 10 decibels in the volume and maybe 6 rises in pitch. It's the difference, in other words, between feeling that someone's drilling a hole through your head or actually reaching out for your hand. Okay, here's another one. What's the difference between calling for help and complete despair? Well, in Finland, a country with one of the bleakest winters and one of the highest suicide rates in the world, that can often be the difference between speaking out or not speaking at all. Today's morning story is about a woman who figured out a way for Finns to give voice to their complaints so that they could be heard with real compassion, big time. The person who's going to tell us about it is none other than our good friend down the hall here at GBH, Patrick Cox, who's one of the star reporters for PRI's international news program called The World. We call his report A Whole New Way to Whine.
She agreed to meet me for an interview in Helsinki, on an island that about 30 people live on. She said, "I will row to the bus stop and meet you." She's Finnish. The Finns are not happy people, I think that you'd think. Through the winter, everybody is gloomy. I mean, Finns just do not talk. This woman placed ads in local papers and local websites and solicited complainers, local complainers, the existentialists, the romanticists, any kind of complaint at all, any complaint whatsoever. 90 people responded, and then they put these words to music. The Helsinki Complaints Choir. They sing, "You can't get rich by working," and "Love doesn't last forever." People misuse the public saunas, mobile phones broken up by bad reception. They created these damn things and now they're complaining about them. We always lose to Sweden in hockey. Why does no one agree with me? Why does tram number 3 smell of urine? Women complain about men who snore. Men complain about women who complain. They all complain about the TV a lot. They complain about the dentist. They complain about their lack of sex lives. Oh, this is a good one. They complain about reference numbers. They're too long on the phone or online. 26 letters and numbers all mixed together. Their dreams. My dreams are boring. That's sad. That's
sad
when your dreams are boring. My friend likes his mobile phone more than me. Poignant. And my absolute favorite, our ancestors could have picked a sunnier place to settle. This experiment has been tried out in 4 different places now. They took it to a suburb of Hamburg in Germany, and they also took it to St. Petersburg in Russia, and it's brought communities together in a way that has totally shocked them. Let me just tell you about St. Petersburg. The Russians, their life, I mean, it's such a struggle just to survive. The Russians complained about rude waitresses, you know, and they put down your bowl of borscht and it kind of spills because they slap it down in front of you. I mean, they also complained about alcoholic plumbers. Very Russian. And they also complained about the White Knights, the famed White Knights of St. Petersburg. And you know what? Because you cannot see the fireworks. What's the point of having fireworks if it's light outside? it's taken on a life of its own. A totally different way of complaining. I think from the very, very first time I saw the Helsinki Complaints Choir, it just made me smile. When I hear somebody else complaining, I must admit I feel like I've heard that complaint a million times. When I'm doing the complaining, exactly the same thing is going on. And yet, we all have the need to complain because our lives are filled with just drudgery. And we need to get that off of our chest. And if we can do it in a way that brings us up, that is fantastic.
That was Patrick Cox with today's morning story, A Whole New Way to Whine. A wonderful story.
What is up with this Boston weather? Yesterday it was 70, today it's snowing. And why is it so hot in our office? Nobody really cares.
Irritation. Russian, I'm familiar with. That's good at it.
Paris, Huntsville, Alabama.
People all over the world are already complaining that they're not being paid for all of the work they're putting into forming choruses. Listen, we've been showing you the whining side. There's also there's a winning side. We're very grateful, too. And one of the things we're really grateful for are the financial contributions that we've been getting. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it, although we try. We really try to call you up and thank you. And one of the people that we spoke to recently was a remarkable guy named Sid Levin, remarkable from the get-go because he included a picture of himself. And unless I'm seriously mistaken, he looks like my long-lost brother.
May I tell you why I donated to Morning Stories? I'd love to. When I was about 5 years old, in the late 30s, my older sister and I began the ritual of listening to our favorite radio shows together. And we gave ourselves completely to the experience. Well, Morning Stories has brought back that particular excitement and pleasure for me. And the money that I sent you, as little as it is, a yearly tithe, Lord willing, is a small token of my appreciation of Morning Stories. They've been an important part of my life now, and all the people that I've met on that program, and you and Gary, have become my friends, and I am very pleased by it. And it gives me a great deal of hope for the future of podcasting and what it might mean to all of us.
Sid, you're an eloquent guy.
I told my 21-year-old daughter the other day, I have more hope for the future now than I had in the past. And I named podcasting as one of the reasons I was so hopeful.
Maybe because what we're exchanging is personal stories. That's what allows us to, I think, open up to all kinds of things in ourselves.
You and Gary have introduced me to people that I would never have met. The lovely woman in Brazil.
Oh, Fatima?
Yes. Oh, I just adore her.
Oh, she is a doll.
And so much of what you've done has been framed by who you guys are. And I so deeply appreciate that part of the program, that there is a warmth. All people have gone through dreadful experiences in life, and they've all evolved in their own particular way. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm just so pleased to hear the thoughtful kind of programs that you guys have given us.
Have you always been such a thoughtful guy?
Well, when I looked at the photograph of you and the photograph of me, and I was trying to identify what was similar, it isn't just the beard and all that stuff. There was something else in both of our looks that we both had come to at some point in our lives where we said, oh, so this is the mystery, is it? This is the way it is, and I shall be amused by it as well as awed by it.
Boy, I'm grateful for that.
I share that completely. When I saw your picture, I thought, my God, are we some kind of strange extended family?
We very well may be.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Hello to Gary for me, please.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
judge for yourself. Go to flickr.com/photos/WGBH morning stories.
And while thanking Sid, of course, we can't leave without also thanking our long-term friend and support for our podcast, Ipswitch, leader in file transfer software. You can get to their website at ipswitch.com, I-P-S-W-I-T-C-H. Thanks, Ipswitch.
And our website, wgbh.org/morningstories. Lots of good listening there.
Including something really very exciting that's new and that we hope will be ongoing. We have been taking a lot of the material that we've gotten from the podcast and the stories that you've sent us, and we've been turning it into a half-hour radio show, which we've been piloting, and we hope to be able to make into a weekly series on NPR. So if you'd like to hear what we've been up to with your stories and how they all sound as a half hour together, where the stories not only tell their own story, but can sort of comment on each other, then check it out. They're going to be available at the website for streaming.
If you like them, call your local stations.
Let them know that it's available for them to listen to on our website or at prx.org.
That's the Public Radio Exchange. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of a clearinghouse for public radio programs.
We've already asked a lot of you, but I hope you appreciate the fact that we are deeply grateful. And no more complaining. We'll catch you soon. On City Party, On City Party, On City Party.